Bronx, New York.
Bill Levine. All right, I mentioned the Woodstock movie. You mentioned to me, did you know that I was at Woodstock? Bill, tell us, what happened in Woodstock for you?
Well, it was an unbelievable experience to begin with. I got there a couple of days early with my girlfriend. A day early, I think. And I had a car. I was working for the government at that time, and I had one of these Chevy, absolutely stripped car, totally black. And as I was driving up to the campgrounds, people were walking towards the same direction. And they looked at this black car, which looked like an official vehicle, which it was. And I had my girlfriend with me. They would call me, Narco Fuzz. That's what I was at. It's the Narco Fuzz. I didn't even know what that meant, but we found out what it was. Anyway, so we parked, people were climbing on top of the car, which was fine, so they could get a ride to the campgrounds and the parking lot. So I put my car in the parking lot, walked about a half a mile towards a field where everybody was pitching their tents. It's a pitch-top tent. And that night, it was a beautiful night. The next day was beautiful. We saw the performers. They were sitting out in the field, hundreds of thousands of people surrounding us. And that night, it poured like you would not believe. Water came in the tent, all over the place, mud. Watched the performance that night. I got so sick, I said, I can't take this anymore. I have to go home. I don't know whether that was a Sunday or a Monday. So we packed up our tent and our little dog we had with us and went out to the parking lot. And I found my car, the Narco Fuzz car, buried. The wheels, the half the wheels were in the mud. And I tried to get out, rocking back and forth was impossible. So I got out of the car and I waved my arms and a bunch of people came over, very willing to help. And they all said, okay, we'll help push you out. So, of course, as it was my car, I had to get behind the wheel and help push the car out. Someone else got in to drive the car, and they were rocking it back and forth, and I was behind the wheel. Well, you know what happens when you're behind the wheel and your car is stuck in mud? You get covered in mud.
I didn't know
that. The wheel was spinning and getting mud all over me. So finally, they got the car merged. I was able to get
in. The door was open? You were doing that kind of thing?
No, someone else was driving, and I was behind the wheel, pushing, like a bunch of other people.
Behind the tires in the back?
Yeah, behind the tires.
Oh, yeah, okay, now I understand.
Other people were all pushing, but I had the worst spot, so I became covered with mud. But there was no place you could... I was covered with mud. I was so sick. I said, I got in the car, covered with mud, and drove home. I lived in Manhattan, went to Manhattan, parked the car in the street, went in, I was covered in mud, covered my apartment with mud. I showered, and that was my Woodstock experience.
You love this?
Yeah,
experience?
I actually still have a couple of pictures of it.
Oh, really? Yeah? Okay, yeah. I'd like to see them. Woodstock for you was important?
Yes, it was a fantastic experience. So, I mean, who even knew then that it would be so famous? We had no idea. I mean, it was just that. And I guess going to Woodstock was sort of a rite of passage. And I was like, I must have been like the oldest guy there. 69, I was 37 years old. Okay? And I was like, pops. And one girl, I remember, I was walking towards the bathroom, or they had these portable bathrooms. Food was really hard to get there, so we couldn't get much food. I was walking toward the bathroom, one little girl runs up to me and says, are you Nelson Eddy?
Oh my God.
Most people don't even know who Nelson Eddy is. But
Country West.
I said, I didn't know how to answer. I said, just said, no! I'm not Nelson Eddy. So that's the generation gap that was there when I was 37 and the kids were like 20, 19.
It was a peace and love and harmony and hope. Did you see hope in that, in the people there? I mean, it's worth Vietnam
you
time.
You know what? People were very wonderful to each other there. So, yeah, that's helpful. I mean, they were willing to help, and you needed food, they'd give you food. You needed water, they'd give you water. I mean, it was definitely a low type of experience where people were really great to each other. Yeah, I think that's definitely the case.
All right.
I remember it that way.
That's, there you go. Darrell Levine, thanks so much.
You're welcome.